Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, there's this male fantasy out there that an entire generation of fighting age men who are enraged and feel like they have nothing to live for will one day be a danger to the elites. That might have been true 50 years ago, but have you seen the average male's T-scores lately? The real problem is men are increasingly too weak to keep society running in the coming decades. That's where the real threat comes from. And as the saying goes, weak men create hard times. Moving on, there's an 80% chance that if a woman is a virgin and gets married, that she stays married. But only an 18% chance she stays married if she's had 16 to 20 partners. But here's the craziest part. Women with 20 or more lovers, 96% of them never get married. I guess now we know why there are so many common law couples out there these days. Because unmarried women are sampling men like flavors at Baskin Robbins. The question I want answered is why women with super high notch counts never get married. Number three, I think there are two reasons why these two are going viral. They certainly have big balls wearing onesie outfits like those. In reality, these are two biological women who are making posts like this to piss off the trans community, and it's working. If it wasn't a joke, I thought for a moment that this might be the woke World Economic Forum play for young white boys. Either that or these were two future WNBA point guards. Up next, Canada screwed. Either the Bank of Canada lowers interest rates and crashes the dollar, which increases inflation. Or they keep interest rates where they are to fight inflation, but people start losing their homes. But it doesn't matter if Trump introduces tariffs, the dollar is going to 50 cents or half the value of the US dollar. I also barely own any Canadian dollars or Canadian assets, and I live in the Great White North. I would prefer they crash the real estate market instead. Number 5, with Elon Musk's Starship rocket struggling to get to orbit, maybe it's time to remember the time when immigrants helped America get to the moon. They sure look like real American heroes. I think this is the type of diversity that really is our strength, with these legal immigrants. But I don't think they're as good as the Indians and military-age Muslim arrivals that are coming in now. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Moving on is the difference between fertility rates in the EU versus America. Is it because women are more overweight than ever? Or instead focusing on their careers instead of kids? How about because our societies have more people living in urban centers instead of rural ones? How about because men have gone their own way because of hoflation? There's a ton of different factors, and traditionalism won't save us because even the Bible Belt in Eastern Europe are not above replacements. Number 7, the UK is toast because the police are going after people criticizing immigrants instead of those responsible for violence and sexual assaults. It's good that they know what their priorities are. Add terrible food, unattractive women, bad weather, and now this. No wonder wealthy people are fleeing that place. Maybe the English need Trump to make England the 51st state. And if that doesn't happen and you still live in the UK, move to America instead. Up next, and speaking of the UK, here's a woman from York suing Pringles after claiming their packaging discriminates against those with fuller arms. Is this crisp or chip discrimination? Something tells me that Pringles never thought that they'd have to cater to people like her. Hey lady, Popeye call and he wants his arms back. On the bright side, she could always get a pipe and sailor hat and make a wicked Popeye for next Halloween. Number 9, this guy's happy because his wife's boyfriend is treating him with respect by turning on loud music while he's banging his wife, so he doesn't have to hear it. He believes the reason for this is because he got into creatine. The bigger question is, why the hell is he a cuck? If I knew this guy, I'd buy him an official SIM card for Christmas, get it all laminated and whatnot, and make him look all official. But I'm glad that his Eskimo brother respects him. Meanwhile, in Canada, a designated terrorist group hosts an Islamic supremacy conference in the city I live in. Gee, this really does make me feel a lot safer than I am. It seems like we welcome terrorists with arms wide open in Canada. Or we used to until Trump got elected and forced Canada to secure their borders with the threat of trade sanctions. Meanwhile, at the same time, they're trying to ban bouncy castles in this country. Canada doesn't even technically have freedom of speech, so they don't even have to allow this. Number 11, is Travis Kelce really happy now that he's dating Taylor Swift? On the bright side, at least he doesn't have to worry about the divorce grave from the third one. Also, maybe his preferences changed and maybe he got sick of putting up with the drama of the first two types of women that were pulling on him. But I honestly don't think things are looking good for him because either way, he's going to have his heart broken. But I don't think he took it and is just peddling it. Up next, imagine what African civilizations could have been if they weren't interrupted or colonized. Here's Liberia. It was never colonized and is 100% black run. It looks like Wakanda to me. Besides, it wasn't until the 19th century that Europeans colonized Africa in a meaningful way. Where were the advanced civilizations before that? Also, let's not forget this uninterrupted paradise on Earth, North Sentinel Island. Number 13, someone says to choose your trad wife type. But why do I have to choose? Because they don't look this good. Especially the countryside wife. She's at least twice as wide as well as the homestead wife too. Because there's not much to do in the country except eat yourself into oblivion. The only good option would be to get into a time machine and meet a woman back in the 1950s. The reason women were better back then is because they suffered through dual hardships of both the Great Depression and WW2. Moving on, this has to be the greatest love story ever told. A homeless dude creaming up a cooch of this woman on a cruise ship. And then she let him drown. And then she remembered him on her deathbed instead of her husband and kids. For women, the Chad that got away, making them an alpha widow, is a tragedy. That's why the film was so successful. She also went out like a boomer by literally throwing her kids' inheritance into the ocean. She probably made her husband suffer for decades without selling that diamond and making his life easier. Number 15, do you know who's even worse for infidelity than teachers? Nurses. This one was fired after a video came out with her and a former patient. But I think teachers are worse because they prey on children. Because after all, adults can consent, but kids can't. Besides, having sick sex when you have a cold can sometimes feel the best. I'd imagine it would be the same if you were bored in the ICU. Maybe she preys on cancer chads or something. Up next, and speaking of teachers, looks like in New Jersey, teachers will no longer have to pass basic literacy tests to teach. They're doing this to address a teacher shortage. And I'm betting that in 5 years, the government in Jersey will look for a way to fix the low SAT scores, the lowest in America, and won't understand what happened. The West will also start to look like sub-Saharan Africa in no time. Looks like it might be time to update this King of the Hill reference. Number 17, looks like I spoke too soon about nurses. This one in Virginia was arrested for breaking the bones of newborn babies. I think the jail is too good for her. I'm sure that some of the baby's parents want to break her bones. But what did she do? Sit on those kids, maybe. Why was she doing it in the first place? Was it because the babies were attractive and she knew that if she had one of her own one day, it wouldn't be anywhere near as cute? I don't want to believe this sort of evil exists. Moving on, we have a building that once had Mr. Mustache in it looking out one of its windows. And yet today there's an Alphabet People flag flying there. My, how times have changed. Looks to me like one cult replaced another. I bet it's what he would have wanted. Just kidding. When I posted this on Next, there were actual followers of Mr. Mustache throwing fits, freaking out about how the rainbow flag was there now. Number 19, would you fall for this trap? Nah, me with thighs like those. Plus, it looks like she has at least 10 or 20 mental problems and red flags. The only guy I think they would actually be with her would be Undead Chronic. He would probably rush in to be with her and not regret a thing until he woke up the next day in a bathtub full of ice with a missing kidney. At least she was nice enough to leave him with one functional kidney. Up next, it looks like air pollution is making women fat according to a study. Yes, global warming is all about body positivity now. But here's something that'll blow your minds. If pollution is the actual cause of fatties, then how come some women are slim in the same location? Obviously, they're just using this as an excuse so they don't have to take accountability for their weight gain. Either that or they're climate activists and are trying to trick thirsty men into thinking that women will get thinner if they stop driving cars. Number 21, this individual says that this is how they look when their family called them a girl. Her body appears to be that of an overweight incel man, but in his or her mind, they see themselves as some sort of tatted up biker or something. They act like the bearded woman is a new thing. But have they ever seen the circus? Also, nice woman hips you got there, Playboy. Those hips don't lie. Plus, you're still 5'5" with zero muscles. Moving on, now that we're officially in the age of Generation Beta being born, here's the starter pack. They probably cry about everything, make incoherent noises and words, can't do basic things and constantly rely on the generations before them. But wouldn't it be ironic if they were the most base generation? But somehow I don't think that's going to happen. Based on this, it looks like it's actually describing millennials here. Number 23, here are New Yorkers getting together to celebrate New York in 1936. Looks to me like the past is not only a foreign country, but it also doesn't have any cultural enrichment in it. And you don't see any police and barricades because people could actually keep their composure back then. on New Year's Eve in 1999, a few hours before Y2K, I was in Niagara Falls, and it pretty much looked like this as well. I was wrong, the past is not a foreign country. It's another planet. Up next, Japanese researchers use soybean compound to turn male fish into females. But we don't need a research study to tell us what happens to males when they consume large quantities of soy. And now in the United States, I can't believe they're selling a drink called Soylent, which is a soy-based protein beverage. First they came for the frogs, and the only one that spoke up was Alex Jones. Now they're coming for everybody else. Number 25 and the last one, here's the difference between you at 50 and your hot high school girlfriend at the same age. High school reunions are a trip, especially starting on the 20th one. But I think this meme is pretty true until male pattern baldness hits you. But if you do keep your hair or pay to restore your hairline, then it just proves that men age like wine and women age like expired milk. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.